Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The beautiful game. I have always hated sport. Yes, I've said it aloud at last, and I feel much better for it. I guess it stems from the days when I attended my grammar school in Lincolnshire. I still have nightmares about those cold, wet and interminably long Thursday afternoons on the rugby field, begging, pleading for the game to be over for another week and I could return inside the warmth. There were just so many things I did not understand. Why was the ball that stupid shape anyway? I could see the point of football, but we were neither allowed to mention, let alone play soccer from the moment that we arrived at that ghastly institution at the tender age of 11 until we managed to escape its clutches forever. Maybe it has something to do with having to wear my brother's elderly rugby boots. I really do believe that Noah had this particular pair in a cupboard in the ark, just waiting for one of the tribe to play rugby. By the time they were handed down to me, they were real antiques. And my goodness, didn't the other boys let me know it? They were made from painfully strong, inflexible leather, and how my feet hurt afterwards. What I would have given for a pair of modern Nikes. Most of all, it was the weather. It was always cold, wet and foggy. And how I wished I didn't have to be the hooker yet again. However, I quickly learned escape tactics. Although I couldn't physically escape from the game, match or whatever it was called, unless I had another sick note from my mother, I did retreat into my own very special world. Daydream, make-believe or fantasy, whatever you like to call it, but it was a far better place to be, and I spent much of my time there. This probably explains why I was always the last boy to be chosen for the team. Mind you, this world of my own very special creation is still a wonderful place to be. And now that I'm a writer, it has proved to be an invaluable resource. Maybe I did learn something from that place after all. I now realise that the main reason that I hated sports so much was that I couldn't actually see the ball. Well, not very well anyway. And so maybe things would have been different if that little problem had been corrected many years ago. Nevertheless, I suspect that I'd always have daydreamed that my own special world was never very far away. Athletics and javelin throwing in particular were yet another issue of considerable concern. Readers may be relieved to know that teachers quickly realised that letting me loose the javelin was not a good idea and forced me to put the shot or shot the put, I can never remember which it is, instead. Over the last few weeks, my attitudes and opinions have gradually changed because of the World Cup. I've seen the pleasure, involvement and excitement of local Spanish and Canarian people, as well as people of all nationalities visiting the islands on holiday. It has brought welcome relief at a time when we all need a break from the recession, financial and work problems, politicians, corruption, and all the usual things that plague our daily lives. I love to hear the cheers and groans from the bars as yet another goal or penalty, followed by the crazy tooting of car horns, cheering, fireworks, and tremendous camaraderie following the recent Spanish victories on the playing field. Possibly I'm a reformed sports person, and maybe I've finally changed my mind about football after watching the World Cup finals. I now realise that perhaps I should have given it a far better shot than I have so far. Maybe in a different time and place I would have done. Even so, it doesn't change my mind about that game of the devil, cricket. But that's a story for another time.